I hope you find the message today to be spiritually uplifting and to fill you throughout the week. May God bless you as you listen to His Word.
Our scripture reading today comes of 1 Corinthians 11, verse 24 through 29. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Whoever, therefore, eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be answerable for the body and the blood of the Lord. Examine yourselves, and only then eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For all who eat and drink without discerning the body eat and drink judgment against themselves.
Thank you, Donna. Now, the title of my sermon today is that every Sunday is a Memorial Day. Now, we get busy. And we forget things. Like the Memorial Day we celebrate is not just a three-day weekend, a weekend for fun. It's an official holiday of the United States. It's also known as Decoration Day. The custom of placing flowers on the graves of the war dead began in 1866, after the Civil War. It was in Waterloo, New York. And General John A. Logan, who was the head of the Grand Army of the Republic, declared that May the 30th would be the day to decorate with flowers the graves of the comrades who had died in defense of their country. Now, after World War I, the day was set aside to honor all American wars, and the custom was extended to pay homage to deceased relatives and friends, both military and civilian. The most solemn ceremony you can ever see on Memorial Day is the placing of the wreath on the tomb of the unknown soldiers. It's in Arlington National Cemetery. Now, tomorrow, we celebrate this day. Many people will see it as just a three-day weekend, a day off. But there are those who have lost someone because of war or military action, and it means more than just a day off. It's a memorial day, a day for remembering. Many of us forget what Memorial Day is all about. Now, this morning, I turned on the TV, as I usually do, to get the news, and I was bombarded with ads, Memorial Day ads, selling everything under the sun, TVs, cars, furniture. We have turned it to a day that is not about remembering. Heaven help us. We have got to come to our senses. for many, that Memorial Day, it's a time for picnics and ball games, the first big day on the lakes. It is all that and more. But the reason for the holiday is important. It's a day to stop and honor and remember those who have given their lives so that we can have those picnics, so that we can have those days at the lake. And it's a day to remember those who have died for our freedom to be able to assemble here this morning. It's true. Every one of us Americans ought to recognize this day out of patriotic duty to our country and to honor of those who spilled their blood to make America what she is today, free, strong, and a nation worth fighting for. In 1775, over 200 years ago, Patrick Henry made a motion that Virginia form a standing army to fight in the Revolutionary War. In his speech to that elected body, he said this, "I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death." Now, I personally believe that that is the heart of all the heroes who have died for our country ever since then. Those were the people who stood and stand in the gap between liberty and tyranny. You know, because of that, men and women who died for this country, we have the right to hear God's word freely. We have the right to live at peace in our homes. We have the right to pursue peace, prosperity, and happiness. I thank God for those who died to make us free. And I remember those who died. So as we prepare to enter into that day tomorrow, to remember those who died for liberty, it's only fitting to remember the one who died to set us free from spiritual tyranny. Jesus fought the armies of hell that we might have liberty in his holy name. Now, we celebrate Memorial Day once a year to remember those who died for freedom. But every week is a memorial of Christ. Let's parallel our nation's Memorial Day was the Memorial Day of Christ. For the Christian, every Sunday is Memorial Day. Now, you just heard from our reading that Christ asked us to do the communion in memory of him. Many times we come to church and we have communion, and we're so used to doing it, we take the bread, we take the cup, we eat the bread, we drink the cup. Our duty is done. We've got one more Sunday. Hot dog. Now we can go have fun. It's the wrong way. We need to remember our Lord. That's what he asked us to do. And remember this. He said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am also. So on Memorial Day, the first thing we do is we mourn the loss of those lives. We remember the loved ones who died, and we wish they were here and not gone. We wish they were here to share with us, to hold, to talk to, and to see. But because of death, we cannot. When people die, we naturally think of the if-onlys. If only I had told him I loved him. If only I had kissed her one last time. If only I hadn't spoken so harshly. And those doubts replay over and over in our minds. But we know those if-onlys would not change a thing. Each of us Christians, each of us, must recognize that we are responsible for Christ's death. If only we had not sinned, he would not have had to die. We are to blame. So we need to examine ourselves as we meet around his memorial, as if we would stand before a mirror and realize the truth that said to us in Romans, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I am the one to blame. I caused his shame. He was publicly humiliated. He was beaten, he was spitten upon, and treated as a sinner because I am a sinner. We mourn the loss of Christ, especially when we realize that we are the guilty ones. And we know that if each of us was the only sinner who had been lost, Jesus would still have died. His love is that great for each of us. In Matthew 18, it tells us, how think ye if a man have 100 sheep and one of them be gone astray? Doth he not leave the 99 and go into the mountains and seek that which is gone astray? And if so be that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoices more of that sheep than of the 99 which did not go astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. That should mean a lot to each and every one of us, that our lives matter, that we matter to the Lord. And when we gather on Sunday morning, we should remember as Christ asked us to. We are the lost sheep, and Jesus found us. So mourning the loss is the first thing we do when we're going to celebrate the memorial of God, of the Lord. That's why Jesus gave us the bread. At communion, the first thing we do with the bread is we partake of it. Whether we physically break it with our hands or we chew it, we break the body of Christ, just as our sin broke the physical body of Christ. So on Memorial Day, we mourn the loss. And we remember the lives. Part of our human emotional healing process of grief is to remember the lives of the loved ones who've passed. The headstones that we put on the graves are a testimony to those people who have died. If you take a walk in any cemetery, there are memorials on the headstones. Let me share a few with you that I found in Cortland Cemetery, a cemetery very close to my home. Gone so soon, beloved sons, safe in the arms of Jesus, faithful unto death, gone but not forgotten, at rest, asleep in Jesus. I could go on and on, but the point gets across that all those messages tell us a little about who's buried there. Likewise, the epitaph that Jesus left tells us something about him. First Corinthians 11:24, you've just heard. And when he'd given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." So if we approach the memorial in the proper attitude, we will experience personally spiritual growth. Just as our physical body grows when we feed it properly. So on Memorial Day, we mourn the loss. We remember the lives. And we are thankful for the sacrifice. Our military stands in the gap for our freedoms here in this country. We each must stand in the gap for our faith here in this country and around the world. We Christians are under attack. So tomorrow, when you're out shopping, out at a picnic, remember those who sacrificed their lives for our freedom. But always, always remember the one who sacrificed his life for our salvation. We have to be strong. We have to stand in the gap. And we have to defend what's true. Many people are afraid to admit to their belief in Christ. They'll do it privately, but very few are willing to do it out in the open. But I say to you, everything that you do in your daily life lets the people around you know where your faith and your heart is. Make it right. Make it something that you can be proud of. Make it something that Jesus will be proud of. Pray with me. Father, we thank you for the gift of your Son so that we may have the cleansing power he offers. Help us always to be mindful and to remember the sacrifice your Son made for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're glad that you joined us today for this special message, and we pray that you will join us again next week as God's Word is brought to you.